This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his British counterpart Keir Starmer in London today. The wide-ranging talks are expected to focus on imparting a new momentum in the strategic ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi arrived in UK last night on a two-day visit to expand the bilateral ties in areas of defence, trade and technology. The two countries will also sign a landmark free trade agreement or FTA. We have a report from our correspondent.
Last evening when Mr. Modi reached London, he was welcomed with much enthusiasm by the Indian diaspora waiting to see him. The Prime Minister shook hands with many as the crowd cheered him and cultural troops played music of different states of India. Some of the persons, including women, got emotional as well seeing Mr. Modi face to face. He also met the winners of No India program. People from all age groups were excited to see him.
मेरा नाम वैदेही है. मोदी जी को हमेशा मैंने टीवी पे ही देखा है. उनके सारे स्पीचेस मैंने हमेशा टीवी पे ही देखे हैं. It is my first time seeing him in person and this is a very exciting moment for me.
बहुत खुशी की बात है कि वो यहाँ पर हमारे बीच रहेंगे. सबके चेहरे पर देखिए यहाँ पर मुस्कान है. बच्चियाँ आई हैं आपको. महिलाएं तो चारों तरफ से आई हैं. 28 states, 8 union territories से सब जगह से यहाँ के जितने एसोसिएशन के लोग आए हैं.
I'm looking forward to seeing him again and listening to him ki wo kya bolne wale hain aur kya special hamare India aur UK relationship ke bare mein kuch batayenge. Main business karti hu to mere liye bahut zyada important hai.
Mr. Modi will interact with Mr. Starmer today on wide ranging issues to further enhance the economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both countries. Signing of the FTA will further strengthen the historical relations between both the countries. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will call upon the King Charles III as well. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
From London, the Prime Minister will travel to the Maldives tomorrow in the second leg of his two-nation visit. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will announce the National Cooperative Policy 2025 at Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan in New Delhi today. The policy, seen as a major reform initiative, is expected to guide India's cooperative movement for the next two decades from 2025 to 2045. It will serve as a roadmap to boost grassroots level development and enhance the role of cooperatives in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. India's first national cooperative policy was introduced in 2002, providing a basic framework for managing the economic activities of cooperative institutions. In Gujarat, the anti-terrorism squad ATS has arrested four Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists involved in running fake currency racket. Addressing media in Ahmedabad, ATS DIG Sunil Joshi said that the accused had been actively propagating terrorist ideology through various social media platforms and suspicious applications. India will resume issuing tourist visas to Chinese citizens from today after a gap of 5 years. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Beijing said that Chinese citizens can apply for a tourist visa to India after completing an online application, scheduling an appointment and personally submitting their passport and other required documents to the Indian visa application centers in Beijing, Shanghai and Guangzhou. In chess, India's Divya Deshmukh beat China's Tan Zhongyi in Game 2 of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 semi-final to secure a spot in the final in Batumi, Georgia yesterday. With this win, Deshmukh also claimed a spot in the candidates tournament set to happen in 2026 while also securing her first Grandmaster nom. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. It also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha, South Interior, Karnataka and Telangana today. Heavy rainfall is also expected in parts of northwest, northeast and southern peninsular India today, with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning prevailing over the next 7 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.